This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. This is MMA Nuts, episode 187.
187 on a motherfucking cop.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Not
the cop.
No. Anyway, show by MMA fans, for our fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
That's right. Brandon Weinstein, eat your heart out. I'm finally your Corona.
Are you going to fight Clay Guida now?
Cerveza Mosfina. No, he'd kill me. Are you kidding me?
You might have a sporting chance.
Well, I'd probably be okay, but I'd be on my back, I'm sure, pretty quick.
Yeah, you're going to be
defending myself from Mr. Clay Guida.
That's true.
Whatever happened to him, by the way?
I don't know.
Is he still fighting?
Yeah, he's still fighting.
Okay.
Do we have a chance if it's a 2-on-1?
Against
if
Clay?
We both attack him at the
same
time? Well,
if I let him take me down, and then you can grab his legs.
I sucker punch him. A soccer kick him in the head. I don't want to hurt him, though. How about me and you against Michael Bisping?
Well, that's different. Yes.
Okay.
In a bar fight? Can I smash your bottle over?
You fucking can do whatever you want. Okay.
Actually, Bisping in a bar fight is probably worse than Bisping in the cage. I think that motherfucker fights dirty.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, he spits on you in the cage.
He fights dirty. Stab you with a fucking beer bottle or something crazy.
You know, here's the funny thing. Fucking the count, he is fucking 1-0 away from being the cunt.
Why?
Take the O out of the count.
Oh, 1-0. I was like, 1-0? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I was thinking win-loss record. Like, what?
I'm just saying. What else is going on besides never gonna give you up?
It's coming.
It's fucking weather. I feel like I'm in goddamn frozen tundra. I'm on the North Pole.
It's called the polar vortex, Matt.
It's not global warming?
No. So in the winter, we have the chill, what is it called? Wind chill advisory. Mm-hmm. In the summer, we have the heat index. I hate those fucking
times. I don't know. My snowblower has seen more action this week.
Oh no!
I'm just saying it's seen a lot of action in the last 3 months. Compare this winter to last year. That's what I'm gonna say. We're having so much fucking snow. We didn't have any until February last year.
Well, it's getting dangerous because in a lot of spots, like when you're trying to pull out into traffic, you can't even fucking see anymore.
Yeah, by your house,
there's mountains
like,
of snow everywhere.
I hope there's no kids.
You can't see anything. Through. Yeah, it's really bad. So, I don't know. And they're predicting more snow. I think on Tuesday. It's going to snow again.
It's going to be like -9 tomorrow morning.
Is it? My dog locked up today again. She just like decided she couldn't put her paws on the ground. I had to pick her up.
Like, go, run, Heisman.
Go. But yeah, it's unfortunate. This weather blows. What are you going to do?
Pray for spring to come soon.
Eat lots of meat.
Yeah. It'll keep you warm. Meat in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Meat in your mouth.
Yep.
Or in your anus.
Well, whatever floats your boat. I never tried it.
Speaking of gay, didn't some guy come out from the NFL?
No, it was, I don't know, it was the first story on Google News. I said, how fucking sad of a country or a world is it when someone says they're gay and that's the top news story?
They got nothing better to report, like the Olympics or, you know, killing in
I could give a shit if you're gay or not. Why is that even news?
Because we are racist and sexist and fucking old school in this country. Still,
apparently.
You know?
I'm just going to go,
Things that make you go,
No, that was going to sweat till you bleed.
No, I know, but same band, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the C&C Music Factory for all you youngsters.
Speaking of which, because that was like the same era as that Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Why is everybody like shirtless and really buff?
Because that was back when he was like juiced up.
Okay.
And then he went off the sauce when he did that porn movie.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie Nights.
That was a good one.
Yes. That was a really good one.
It was a good movie. Yeah.
What about you now? It's old school.
I don't want to bring the show down, but I feel I have to say something. Unfortunately, one great artist has decided to pass Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Didn't you say that last week?
Did I?
Yeah. Oh. We already poured out a little for him.
Did we?
But we can bring this up. Did you see they're going to CGI him? Because they were probably, I think, 90%. Yeah, you're out of your fucking mind. You're only off the
God
drugs.
Damn it.
Seriously, that happened last week?
Yeah, we already talked about it, and someone asked a question in the viewer mail about it.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
But, no, they're filming some movie, and they said they're 90% of the way done or something like that. And he still has a pretty big scene, and they're going to CGI him into the fucking scene.
Whoa, creepy.
Isn't that a little bit? I think you might want to rewrite the script.
I don't know.
CGI a dead person.
Movies are expensive. They did that to The Sopranos. Like, Tony Soprano's mom that was playing in the show apparently died, like, some before she was supposed to die. So they did, like, some weird shit with her. Like, they have a way of, like, cut. That was back in the day, so it's not as probably as fancy as it's going to be now. Yeah. But they have a way of, like, cutting the scenes in a strange way or showing the back of somebody's head.
It reminded me of a South Park when they were having issues with, who is it, Isaac Hayes, who was playing Chef.
Yep.
And Chef had a shit fit, I think, because they had made fun of Scientology, so he quit the show. So in the show, they had to kill him off, but they didn't have, they just cut and pasted all this crazy shit of him saying, like, I want to take your cock in my ass. So they just cut it all up and made him just say, like, the craziest shit ever.
Now, there's
like,
a show who gets away with whatever they want.
Well, fuck yeah.
They can do anything.
They're established.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll still watch it here and there.
See, you're worried about us. If they can do it, we can do it. They've been around, what, like 10 years?
Oh, no, they've been around like 20 years or
something. South Park?
Yeah.
That was popular when I was like in college, though, you know? Fuck, it's been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm dating myself. Carbon dating.
What's to worry about? I graduated high school at 91, bitch. 91.
96 What's over up? Here.
Should we ready to hit some news?
Well,
or what else you got?
What are you going to talk about first? Talk about something?
Well, because today the news is brought to you by GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.kizam, where you can...
$295.com with 295nut. You get a 32% off your order with code GO32OFF6.
Mm-hmm.
You get 50% off of hosting and a free domain name with code 50HOST2.
Yes.
Move right along. I think it's good shit.
It's good shit.
Buy stuff.
Buy shit.
Check out our coupon tab because there's tons of other codes. There's like 15 codes if there's not three.
MMANotes.deals. That's too
just,
long.
No, say go to the coupon
go
tab.
Go to MMANotes.com and click on the coupon tab, please.
All right.
So anyways, news.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So do you hear Freddie Roach? He's talking about GSP and saying GSP was getting a lot of migraine headaches before his fights and basically told GSP he should take a year off. Is Freddie Roach the mastermind behind this fucking layoff, or what?
I think he's trying to keep his name in the news. Dana White said that he hasn't heard shit about this, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, if you hear you have a fighter, one of your top fighters who's having migraines, that's a fucking huge red flag, and I don't know if it's true.
How does he pass the medicals if that's the case? You know, if he's got
just
serious...
Just not telling them, I guess.
Yeah, right? But I don't
you
know.
You got any headaches or anything we should be aware of? No. Nope.
I see 12 of you. But
your ass is bleeding, GSP. Is there something we should know?
The aliens. He's in his dark place.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Because for a guy who's retired, he sure is in the headlines a lot.
Sure is. I don't think he wants to cry. I don't know, Ingo. I don't know what his problem is. It's bothering me. Why is he being so vocal now?
Well, I'd love him to tell us why he really took time off.
Yeah, I don't like Mr. Privacy. I prefer a more Pat Barry approach or a style to the way you...
Put it out there?
Yeah, you put everything out.
Well, he said he wanted to take 2 years off, right?
Yeah.
And Freddie Roach had told him that that's too long. That's pretty it's much retirement. You can take a year, but past that, it's I mean, at his age especially, it's hard to...
I mean, for a guy at that level...
Yeah.
Stop training really hard at that level for 2 years... It's got to be similar, like for like guys like us who take time off from the gym and then go back. How shitty you feel those first few weeks when you, and that guy's like, a million times like more intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how it's gonna happen. I think we will see GSP back in the cage around Super Bowl weekend 2015.
Will that be about the same time Anderson Silva comes back then? Are they gonna come back for a super fight now?
They could. This is a good time for that. I don't know.
They both come back. It's like you get the fight at the wrong time. It's kind of like Chuck Liddell when he fought Wanderlei Silva. It was a fight everybody wanted years ago, and then it finally happened. It was like, okay. I don't believe in any of this super fight nonsense, Ingo.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I don't think any of them. even do you hear even this Aldo Pettis one is kind of on the ropes because it sounded like Aldo's management doesn't want him to give up the belt. So now they're talking catch weight of 150 because they want to be a bunch of pussies. Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. You want to move up? Just move up. Give up the title. Who cares?
Vacate the belt.
Is it that important that you have to have the title?
It's money, man. It's dollar bills, y'all.
Well, he's not that big of a draw in the UFC, unfortunately.
No, and yeah, I don't know why, though.
I think part of the problem, it's Aldo's problem and it's Bro's problem, is part of it, you don't speak English, unfortunately.
Could be, yeah.
So it's hard to attach to people when you don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And even watching the press conferences, okay, this guy's got to translate it. Now this guy's got to translate it. Mm-hmm. All right, it takes me completely out of it. It's like watching a fucking movie in subtitles and go, like Jiro, the sushi king.
I love that movie.
Oh, fuck
you. Did you watch that?
No, you told me to watch it. I said I couldn't. I can't read subtitles.
We don't eat sushi, though, so you don't have an appreciation for the
art. I had it once.
I ate it constantly. I love sushi. But, yeah, I thought that movie was amazing. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. English, is that really important that you must speak English? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Well, even Anderson Silva, he's finally starting to come around.
It's normal.
My leg broken. It's normal.
Yeah, they got pictures of him, like, going up and down the stairs now and stuff.
Is that right?
Like, well, this weird shit.
Good for him. I want to see him come back.
I want to see, like, a promo. Anderson Silva, chugging cock. His leg is fine. The leg is okay. I don't know. It's ridiculous, though. Like, it's like every milestone he hits, they got to post this on the internet.
It's fine. It's cool. I'm actually excited to see him come back.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
I want to see him kick someone with a fucking titanium rod in his leg.
Maybe, but you know what? I did that when Chuck was trying to, like, keep his shit going, and I wish he would have took, like, one or two less fights, you know?
Yeah, but Chuck was getting knocked out. Anderson hasn't been getting knocked out. Just
we almost
the
got knocked. Oh, we got knocked out once, and then he had his leg almost amputated. That's pretty bad.
He was fine.
He's okay.
I want to see him come back.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what
you don't want to see him fight Chris Weidman for the third
time. No, as Caprito said, this guy got his number. Okay.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
He said he should have fight someone else. That's what he said.
Is he Italian? Is Caprito a pizza maker?
I don't know. That's not Italian. I was trying to do this my Portuguese.
This is a little bit. We're gonna get much better at that.
I'm working on it. Okay.
4 years in the making. I don't think we have any fucking dialects or impersonations down pat.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know. I got East normal.
That's pretty good. I'm down with that. I can subscribe to that.
I can't do the Anderson Silva high pitched voice.
East normal.
I don't know.
I don't know to work on it, but anyway.
No. In the news as well is what? Honda Halsey doing some movies and shit?
Oh, hang on with that one.
Sorry.
You're jumping the gun. Pull that back in. Let's talk about Thiago Silva.
Oh, no. I was trying to skip that.
You got to mention
it. It's a sad story.
Ah, it's unfortunate.
So Silva divorces his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Pablo Popovich, who is also his jiu-jitsu coach, you know, just for, no, I don't know. They're together. They're not together. Who knows? Silva decides he doesn't like that. Drives over. In some sort of altered state, apparently, right? And he's like, I got a gun.
Is this a problem?
Send that guy out.
Yeah.
I think his wife went out there, his ex-wife, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go back in. And I don't know why this guy would come out, first of all. You're crazy. Call the cops right away. Don't fucking come out of your gym.
Or if you're going to come out, I'd come out with a shotgun. You come out packing heat.
No.
You just call packing heat and go.
This crazy Brazilian guy. Sitting outside in his car with a gun, trying to shoot you.
He's just sitting there petting it.
It's so crazy. And then apparently Silva decides he doesn't want any part of that, and he drives away, right?
He goes home for like a four-hour standoff with the SWAT team.
I don't know. It's unfortunate.
You don't want to see these things happen, but you got to fucking mention it.
Do these things happen in MMA?
Apparently. Even Gus Johnson and his purple lipstick can't save the day.
Yeah. It's kind of sad because, you know, I think Dave... did you read the article he wrote on our website? And I think he makes like a good point. I think you have this in a lot of sports. You get these guys who they get pulled out of these, you know, Silva from his background, from what you've seen on the countdown shows and whatever. The guy grew up in a horrible, horrible environment when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull him out of that, you put him in a sport that's promoting violence, and he's already probably not that stable. And then this happens. For any normal person, you know, when it comes to wives and family and,
you start to fuck around with that kind of dynamic, it can make someone go crazy. But someone who's already crazy, it makes them do this kind of shit. So I feel bad for him. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Apparently, Dana said he'll never fight in the UFC again.
Joins a luxurious or long list of other people. Paul Harris, Paul Daly.
But I think there would be a good home for him in Bellator, actually. I kind of like that.
I don't think anybody's going to touch him.
Because he's crazy?
I don't know. He might go to, like, 1FC.
He's had, like, drug failures, both with, what, steroids and pot and some other stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has a troubled life, and unfortunately, what are you going to do?
Go to Brazil. Well, apparently he's a flight risk, so they set his bail at, like, $2.5 million.
Okay.
Like, come on, man.
Well, and then also your boy Thiago Silva, who you like a lot.
No, Thiago Alves.
Thiago Alves. You know where I'm going with this. So apparently some website decided that it was him. And then he's like, it's not me. I didn't do this shit. But the funny thing is, I think they're from the same area.
Yeah,
so,
both in Florida, right?
Yeah. And I trained at that gym where that shit went down, like once when I went to Florida. It's pretty scary. Imagine if I was there. I'd be like, hey, you want to do a little interview?
Is your camera
like, what are you doing out here?
Nothing.
It's normal. I don't know.
That's sketchy. Does that shit fly in Brazil if he was in Brazil?
Probably.
And there's no problem.
What happened to Thiago Alves?
He's coming back.
We still love that guy.
He's fighting.
He's like one of your favorite fighters for a while there. He loved the pit bull.
Yeah, I like the leg kicks.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fan of leg kicks. He's fighting someone soon.
Didn't we see him against Koscheck here in Chicago? Is that what we saw?
Yeah. Right? That's where he was slamming the leg kicks. Oh, yeah. It sounded like Rocky hitting the side of beef.
Oh, yeah.
Thud.
Yeah.
Thud.
He won that fight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, I think Koscheck took it on short notice, too, but. It was a good fight.
Alves was the man for a while.
I think the last fight he was in, it was in against Martin Kattman, where he's beating the shit out of him, and then Kattman pulls out.
The third round?
Because Alves went for a takedown with like 10 seconds left or 15 seconds left. And Kattman got him in a guillotine and fucking choked him out.
God damn it. Why you got to play the game? You're beating him in the stand-up.
Yeah, because he's Brazilian. He has no shits.
Fuck it.
Jiu-jitsu all day. Fucking take you down and make sure I win it. All right. Now we're ready for a little fucking conspiracy of the week brought to you by...
Ooh, go for it.
Defense Soap, bingo. That's your game. All day, all night.
DefenseSoap.com. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off your whole order. I'm telling you, it's cold. If you're in the Midwest or in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm not sure where that starts and stops, but...
I'm just kidding. Here nor there.
Yes, I do. Use the soap because really... You know, like, people put, like, lotion on. You know, he rubs the lotions on his skin sometimes. But with the soap, you don't need the lotion.
Right.
It feels good.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people dying from the flu.
Dying,
this helps kill
they're dying
a bunch
from
of
flu.
Shit.
It kills the flu, apparently, now.
So, okay. Just fucking
as they get
there.
Sued because some random website said that
I'm just saying. A lot of people are dying. They may have been vaccinated or not. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, you're starting to sound like the news now. There's, like, what? 10 billion people in the 4 billion people in the world, and like 6 people died. A lot of people are dying from the flu.
Well, that's how they put the propaganda out to try to make you get the flu shot.
And
the funny thing was, I just read one of the websites posted and said, oh, the second person in this state died from the flu, but their vaccination status is unknown. So that tells me they were vaccinated. And they still died, so fuck you off.
They won't tell you the real story. They'll never do that.
It's all a conspiracy.
Anyways.
Hence, we're here. So, okay, Honda Housie doing two movies. What is it? Entourage and the
Athena something
project, I think.
Yeah. Entourage is badass.
Never seen it.
Chuck Liddell. Dude.
Never seen it.
Seriously? You have HBO?
Yes, I do.
Dude, go.
There we go.
When you leave here,
no.
The first thing you do is watch
Smoke weed.
Season
1. No.
Yeah, that's the first thing. The second thing is go to episode 1, Entourage, season 1, and just go. You will love it. It's amazing. There's plenty of eye candy, but the show is really good. It's funny. It's these dudes are just nuts, and it's good stuff. You should watch. You've never seen Entourage? Whoa. That's crazy. Mind blown. Anyways.
So
you were saying.
Honda Housie. So... This is a weird scenario. I think, here's what I'm going to lay out there. One more fight and she's fucking out of the UFC. What do you think?
Why?
She's going to go fucking, she's going to Hollywood.
The way of Gina Carano?
Well, Gina got her ass kicked first by Cyborg. And I don't think Ronda's going to wait around for that fight to happen. Would she go out on top? She could get cut up pretty bad. Excuse me. Yeah, if you're going to go into a fight with her, and you have this lucrative acting career afterwards, you might want to protect the face and not get scarred. Because who was that other woman? I forgot who it was, who got that huge gash on her head. They showed a picture, and it's like literally, I don't know, 3-inch gash on her forehead. And if you're going to go into an acting career, granted, they could put makeup over it, but
oh, yeah.
Fuck.
They can fix
it. You don't
anything.
Want that as a woman. You don't need a gash on your head.
I won't go there, Matt.
You already got one. Put your legs up! Oh, I'll be here all night. I'll be here all night.
Okay.
Sorry. So, yes. What's the point?
You said it's conspiracy of the week. So, is that because you think she's going Hollywood,
yeah.
a.k.a.
I
Rampage?
Think one more fight and she's out.
All right.
Especially with the bad blood with
they won't do
the
that.
UFC.
They won't do that Cyborg fight with all the money they can make from that. She can probably take
She'll
home
never fight
five,
her.
$6 million.
She'll never fight her. It's another one of those super fights. It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Because why did they push the Cyborg out? They could have had her. They could have signed her.
The Cyborg.
It's not fucking Tito's management. It's a fear of losing.
True.
Because look at fucking, she's even like one of the most searched out things.
We got Sarah
Google.
McMahon and Dunn.
Yeah.
Wow.
What if she loses?
Dunn.
Good. I'm going one and out. You can call me crazy. I'm
even if she loses, you think she'll lose?
No.
Maybe.
Nah. I think Judo wins, Ingo.
Okay.
Judo wins. Judo beats all. No. She needs striking. She needs a better striking.
Hey, her striking though. Looked pretty good last fight.
I don't know. Not compared to Chris Cyborg. Against Cyborg, she loses 9 out of 10 times.
They should both right up and fight at 165.
That's fine. Fuck cutting weight. Gina never made weight. How many times did she miss? It's kind of funny. She misses weight, and no one gives a fuck.
Right.
Men misses weight. That's a big problem.
Well, she has the weight in all the right places.
Yes. This is true. She's still pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Still. She has another movie coming out, I think.
Wasn't she doing a TV show, like she's a cyborg or something?
I don't know. I didn't see the other
movie. No, she's not. Yeah, I think she is a cyborg. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
My mind is getting blown.
What?
Yeah, she's like a robot from a fucking television show.
Okay.
It's been posted.
Ooh, what else has been posted? Machida vs. Musashi!
Fight Night 36 preview brought to you by Onnit, Ingo.
Onnit.com, where you can use Onnit.com/MMA Nuts, and you can save 10%.
Yes.
Off your order.
Get all your supplements. Get your fucking kettlebells, your zombie bells,
yes.
Your battle ropes, your beat off hemp, your soap on a rope. No, not soap. It's
bulletproof
training.
Coffee. Hey.
Where are you at?
But go there. You know, their supplements are square. There's a lot of controversy regarding this Alpha Brain. Some people think it's snake oil, some people don't. It didn't work for me, I have to say.
I was too amped up. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, I don't think it definitely gave me like a energy boost in some sense, but I don't feel like I got like, I don't know, anything melt. I'm probably too smart already. That's the problem.
Probably.
Or I'm too stupid.
That's probably
like,
right.
This stupid, he's too dumb. This pill doesn't work. It's not magic.
He's not retarded.
No, but Shroom Tech Sport.
Flame
was,
retarded.
I love Shroom Tech Sport. Before jujitsu, I'd just take that 2-3 pills. Feel great. Very natural. Not like a jittery, like, drink your Red Bull kind of buzz.
Yeah.
So, onnit.com/MMA Nuts, 10%. No. 10% off your order.
That's right. It's backwards.
Yes.
You gotta go reverse.
So, this is happening in Brazil, eh?
Yeah, it is. You believe that shit?
I believe it. Next Saturday.
Ready for the first fight?
Post Valentine's Day. Don't forget, buy roses or something. Or don't subscribe.
To these fucking Hallmark holidays. It's like Sweetest Day. Well, fuck yourself.
Anyway. I like Secretary's
Day.
It's my favorite.
Suck it. What?
Nothing.
It's all good. Fucking asshole. We got Ronaldo. He's an alligator or something. What is this guy?
Who? Oh, we're doing this fight. Jacare! Yeah.
Souza, he's 19-3 with 1-0 contest.
Threw me off here.
Sorry. Francis. I'll go first.
Limitless.
Karma, he's 22-7. Souza, 11% of his wins by KO, 74% by submission.
Yeah.
Karma, 27% of his wins by KO, 45% by submission. So Souza's been on a tear of late. I want to say he's won his last five fights.
He's looked unstoppable.
He's finished everybody in those fights. And four of those people he's finished in the first round.
Correct.
Like, fuck, the guy's
beating people up.
And Carmont, this is going to be a comeuppance fight for him because he's been on the favorable side of the decisions where I thought, like, at least two of the fights, if not three, he should have lost, but somehow the judge is kind of sided with him.
Correct.
And you're going to see a world of difference if this happens to hit the ground from the jiu-jitsu side. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Souza is getting a lot more ferocious with his striking mm-hmm. and knocking people out. So here you throw a stat at you where Souza has had 8 professional MMA fights in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
He's won 7 of those.
Ouch.
So from a stat standpoint, I like Souza all day, but I'm going to go Souza first round KO. The controversial decisions will not work. Souza's turbocharged in Brazil. First round KO. Souza. If an alligator.
I like his chances here as well. I think he's definitely going to win. First round, of course, is a smart bet. I think he'll probably flash stun the guy, and then
he's going to pull out a stun gun.
Hey! And he's going to submit him. I'm predicting a rear naked choke type style. He's going to just stun the guy and jump in and just finish that shit off. We haven't seen a submission by him in a little while, but he's scary. Dude, this guy's scary. I don't know, like, who's going to stop him.
I don't know. I think he can run through Weidman.
I think he can. And I think Weidman is going to be scared to take him down because he's such
I don't know. Weidman's kind of crazy on the ground because look at when he went after Anderson Silva the first fight and he rolls for a knee bar.
The same thing,
he went for a knee bar.
It's not the same thing.
I'm just saying for fucking around on the ground with someone. Yeah.
I'd agree that Jacare has the best jiu-jitsu in MMA. Even better than Damian Maia. I think him and Maia are
pretty,
yeah, but Gracie's not. I don't consider Gracie top MMA level, and you know, because of his, he's definitely the best grappler, pure grappler in the world, perhaps.
But not MMA. Right?
No, all around MMA. But Jacare with his, because he's so dangerous striking, but his jiu-jitsu is ridiculous. And him and Damian, I think, are neck and neck for that. And because Damian hasn't really finished guys that much, I think.
Not anymore.
No, Jacare is scary. So I agree. First round in Brazil. Come on.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Magic 8 ball.
Uh-oh.
Is breaking. Outlook good for, Jacare.
Good.
Jacare.
The hex is on?
Do we even have one anymore?
The hex?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Ready for a main event? Main event brought to you by Craft Beer Club. 12 beers, 3 free gifts, free shipping. For a low price of something.
$37?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
dude. Go to craftbeerclub.com/MMA nuts.
Yes.
All your beers, nuts, cups, glasses, bottle opener.
Correct.
Fucking everything's in there. Once a month. Father's Day, Mother's Day. Order some shit.
Sweetest Day. Secretary's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Beer. What's better than... fuck roses. Roses are dead next week. Beer will last you... a day.
A day, exactly. And you'll get drunk.
Right.
It's even better.
And then you'll probably have wild sex.
That too.
And your dick will probably get sore. And hopefully you're not hitting it too hard where you miss the hole and break your dick.
It's fun for the whole family.
Right.
But, yeah.
Did we move right along?
We did.
All right. We got Lyoto.
The Dragon!
Machida. He's 20-4 versus Gegard.
The Dream Catcher.
Catches Diego Sanchez. When no one's looking. I got you.
That's a weird name, but
Musasi, he's 34-3-2. Machida, 40% of his wins by KO, 10% by submission. Musasi, 53% of his wins by KO, 32% by submission. What do you see going on here?
Well, I like both of these guys. I've always been a Musasi fan. I've always been a Machida fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like Machida's elusive style. I like Musasi. Just, he's so freaking relaxed and calm, and he gets in there all the time, and he's just chilling. The problem in this fight I see is that I think it's going to be extremely boring.
Yeah, it's either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah, because both guys are very technical and both guys are smart. I think Machida controls the range very well, and that's going to be a problem for Musashi because he's a guy who likes to get in there. And his boxing is very technical, but at the same time, because of that whole range thing, I feel like it's going to be a lot of like feeling out, like pitter-patter. I'm trying to think of a fight. Is it Machida versus Tito Ortiz maybe, or... there was a fight I remember where Chita just like never engaged. He just kept, he's so good at darting in and out. I think we're going to see that. Maybe it was Rampage. And I think he's going to score a lot of points, and Musashi's going to get frustrated. It's going to decision. I think it's going to be boring as shit, unfortunately. And I got Machida winning a 29-28 controversial decision.
Well, I think it's going to be a five-rounder, so...
Is it five?
Yeah.
I thought it was three.
It says five on the
okay.
The fucking slide.
Was it? 49-46.
Fair enough.
I think Musashi will take one.
More rounds than the other guy.
Yeah. So I don't think Machida loses a technical battle against Musashi, but it's possible. I just don't see it. And I don't know. Kicking, striking, yeah. Machida karate.
Machida karate. Well.
And have you seen pictures of him? Oh, my God. He looks ripped.
Who?
Machida. Holy shit balls. There's the like pictures floating around on the internet. Yeah. He's like crazy ripped up, like just
cock pains everywhere. Oh, yeah, just bulging out.
It's like on the TRT or so. Maybe he's drinking his own piss again. I don't know.
Or a reporter's piss. He likes to swap piss. He's a piss flopper.
True.
It's not safe. It's what not
do
hygienic.
You see? I think you it sounds like you're disagreeing with my
well, you gotta look at okay, so Machida just recently dropped down to 85.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought Munoz, and he was very aggressive and head-kicked him and then showed a lot of restraint with not delivering the kill shot before the ref could stop him. I like that. And that was his friend. I head-kicked my friend and knocked him the fuck out in the first round.
Yeah.
And now here's Musashi, who's dropping to 85, and he hasn't been at 85 in something like 5 years, but it's a good move for him. It's a good move because at 205, he wasn't cutting any weight.
No.
But he's kind of pudgy at 205. He's like Cormier at heavyweight, like a pudgy 205.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
So the one stat that was interesting, I think they said for like striking defense, Musashi only gets hit like in the 25% of the time, where Machida gets hit about 50% of the time.
Yeah.
The question is going to come down to how do you attack the Machida? And it's always what I said before, and you've seen like someone like a Shogun employ it in their second fight, where you have to throw multiple strike combinations. You have to come at five strike minimum to to close the distance and to get him up against the cage. Because if you're just throwing 1-2, 1-2-3, he just goes boom, 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 and then comes in and picks you. You throw five, and he runs out of space. So you got to throw a lot of fucking strikes. The question is he, are they going to stand? Is he going to take him down? I don't know. And then Musashi, too, he's been out for 10 months. He's coming back from a knee surgery. So good luck with that. Good luck dropping to 85, and then good luck trying to fight in Brazil. I think all that adds up to Musashi first-round KO. Okay. I can't lie.
Well, I think he has the better ground game, actually.
Who, Musashi?
Yes. I think if it hits the ground, it's in his favor.
He's on top.
No.
You think he's better out back?
I think he's got better jiu-jitsu. Yes. I hate to say that, but I think it's true. I think his grappling is superior. His striking isn't, but...
It's just... They're both kind of similar in how, like you were saying, the relaxed state. Like, Musashi, just... He's too relaxed.
Look at him in his pose, and he's like, shoulders forward. He's just like, hey, I'm here. I'm chilling.
And he's shoulders back, puffing it out.
Yeah.
Musashi's like, can you just get this fucking picture done? I have shit to do. I ain't got time for pictures. There you go.
Yes.
So I'm going to take Musashi first round KO.
Okay.
In Brazil, that's right. Machida's going down. Well, Machida, they might make a makeup fight for him. Because remember he had that Phil Davis fight, and Phil Davis got the decision over Machida in Brazil. Controversial decision win. So it may be time to pay him back if it's a close fight, if it's a decision. But
pay it forward?
Something like that. I see him getting knocked out.
Mm.
Magic 8-Ball is also going to take Musashi.
Okay.
That'll take us right into Ask the Nuts.
All right.
If I can scroll. One, not two. Ask the Nuts is being brought to you by Gotham Cigars. That's right, Ingo. Gotham Cigars. We're on a fucking sick deal. You get a humidor, 5 Alec Bradley cigars. You get some sort of a lighter, a butane refill, a cutter, free shipping of $49.99. Go to our website, mmnuts.com, go to the coupon tab, scroll down, find the cigars, click through it, buy. Get your starter kit.
Oh yeah, cigars are the shit. Definitely.
I like a good 2 hour smoke.
Yeah, especially in the springtime. Yeah. Sit outside, drink a few cocktails, have a little cigar, a little conversation. It's good times. God, I miss those days. This summer better be warm. My favorite thing
it's
is like
melt your face off.
I don't care. It can be hot as fucking during the day, but yeah. At night, just let it be like 80 and just this light breeze, and just so I can sit outside and it's warm. I don't have to wear like
clothes.
I just have to like
sit out
there,
cigar,
naked,
a pair of sandals,
and my cigar and my drink.
Yeah,
nothing
cigar.
Else. Just want the drink. Breeze blowing on my balls.
Although that, I would say that was the one time where Vegas was totally epic.
What was that?
I'm taking a shit. I got a fucking cigar in one hand, a drink in the other hand. I'm like, man, it doesn't get much better than
you
this.
Outside in a picnic chair?
No, I was in one of the fancy smancy fucking bars where you're like the VIP or something. Anyway.
And you're taking a shit in the bar?
No. I was in the bathroom. It's where they have the guys just waiting to like.
Oh, yeah.
They're on call.
I believe they call that a strip club, man. No.
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 Never smoke cigars in a strip club. Never share those with a stripper. They never pass out. What? First question, Ryan Smith. No, there's a t-shirt to be won here. It says, remember, as we're asking questions, best question wins a free MMS t-shirt.
Or bag of dicks.
I just researched that pre-show to warn. Okay. Someone's going to get a bag of dicks. In 2014, from since Shogun Dan Henderson 2 is confirmed, you see the second fight being as crazy as the first. He says, I think it'll probably end up being fight of the night, but not as much the crazy war as the first fight was.
I'm thinking. I talked to Compreet about this last week, and he was very excited about this fight. And I think that it will be pretty crazy. And I think the difference in this fight is going to be that both guys are going to have more cardio.
I was going to say TRT. Load them up.
Shogun on TRT?
No, but okay. Why not?
But I like this fight. I think it's going to be amazing, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great.
I think it's going to be boring. Ryan Smith, do you think that UFC signed Rumble at the perfect time, considering what happened to Thiago Silva? And do you think Phil Davis is too much too soon for the Rumble, considering Phil is ranked number 4 and Rumble's best win at light heavyweight is Mike Kyle? Oh, challenge that. What about Arlovski? Granted, that was at heavyweight.
Yeah.
I know Arlovski is a shell of his former self, but... Pitbull! Pitbull!
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like the chances of Davis putting Rumble on his back a lot in that fight, but I don't know.
I take Rumble Johnson all day, all night, all day.
Can he make weight? That's
the question. I hope so. It's 205. You only missed 3 times. That guy's fucking great. Steve Mountford, did GSP pay off the judges in the last win? Clearly got his ass kicked for all 5 rounds, but kept the belt. Lost almost all interest in MMA after that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might have sucked them off. I don't know if he paid them off.
Something.
Stuart Harrison, when will we see Rumble Johnson back at 115 women's strawweight?
Never.
Yes. Stuart Harrison, who do you think will do better against Weidman, Machida or Jacare?
Jacare.
I agree. He says he thinks Jacare. Lately in the ring, he seems to have no fucks to give.
True.
Etna White G, Anderson Silva, John Jones, Brock Lesnar, Fedor, Machida, and Ronda Rousey. In a free-for-all MMA fight, what happens?
Wow, that's a lot of people.
I'll just say the word... Bukkake comes to mind, and the recipient is John Jones.
There you go.
What?
Yes,
Ronda. She's an ejaculator. Yes. Moving right along. Edmark Koch, if Jose Aldo vacated his featherweight championship belt to move up and fight Showtime at lightweight, should Frankie Edgar fight Chad Mendez for the belt?
No.
I say no. That's Mendez Swanson. And I know they both fought years ago, but those guys are next on the totem pole.
What?
I said totem pole.
I know you did. I'm shutting my mouth.
Lower high. Well, moving right along. Gregory LaFountain, are you okay with Ronda landing 2 movie roles as leads, or do you think she should just focus on the small window you have as a fighter and then perhaps doing movies when her fighting career is done?
I think she should focus on making as much money as possible whenever she can.
As fast as possible.
Yes.
True. Robert Lilly, if you could join any MMA camp, which one would it be?
Ooh, you first.
Team Alpha Male so I can be king of the little people.
You'd be the biggest guy there. Like, hey, what's up?
I wouldn't go. That would be fun. You got to go to Greg Jackson. I think there's too much knowledge and too many high-level athletes there compared to, I mean, granted, you're always going to have one superstar, but fuck, seems like they have a lot of people that are pretty good.
Yeah, but when would you see Greg? Like, for two minutes on, like, the third Thursday of every, like, full moon?
That's the only challenge is there's a point where you've bit off more than you can chew. You're not going to get enough individual attention.
Right.
So you got to weigh it. They still seem to be performing pretty well.
I like to go to in Long Island.
And yeah, that would be kind of
train
fun.
With Longo. Longo Sarah. Eat some fucking pasta.
Oh my god!
Do some striking.
Seen Sarah lately?
Oh yes.
He's on something.
Matt Sarah, you know, with his fucking the guy's just seems like he's crazy. Like he's probably hilarious.
The Terra.
I want to go there. Sick jiu-jitsu, good striking. I'm all game.
Yep. Brett Lobsey. New research has come out about TRT and the associated health problems such as stroke. Heart attack, he says, rest in peace, Shane Del Rosario. I don't know if he was on that, but okay. This research resulted in massive stock market losses for the companies producing these products. As has been suggested, many fighters are using TRT undisclosed, not just Vitor. Is the quest for glory shadowing this real problem? Can you see TRT outlawed in MMA by the end of the year?
Not going to happen. It'll still be around. If not, if anything, it'll be more regulated, yet more accepted.
It should be. I think the more they regulate it, the safer it is for the athletes that are on it. I think you need to monitor them closely, fucking all the time. Because then you can make sure, like, if here's the safe level, you're not getting the Jesus Brazilian Vitor Belfort load. I'm not saying he's taking 5 times the amount he should be, but
he's not lactating, that's for sure.
Oh, no. He's ejaculating. There's so much, right? Is it going to happen?
I don't know.
I don't either. Moving that along.
Probably.
I said nothing. I mean, I've said too much. Chris Vision Marshall. If you could plan an MMA mega card, fighters from past or present, any organization, what 5 fights would you make happen? Jesus. He says this is everyone in their prime.
Okay.
I've got a list prepared.
Fedor Brock, for sure.
Goddamn right.
Number one on my list.
Chuck Liddell, Anderson Silva. Ooh. Bass Rutten, John Jones.
Ooh.
I want Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg. I still want that.
Okay.
At some point. And then like a foursome, I do like a Chris Lido, Diego Sanchez, Matt Brown, and I'd make Joe Lozon move up a weight class.
It's a good one too.
Fucking everyone bringing people out of retirement. I don't give no shits or fucks.
Yep.
Maybe a little Michael Bisping versus Anderson Silva in his prime.
It's never going to happen.
In his prime, though.
Yeah.
Soccer. Pride rules. Pride rules.
I'd like to see BJ Penn, Matt Hughes again when they're both in their prime.
Yeah.
Those were some good fights, man. Or GSP, Anderson Silva, both in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
Real super fights. You bring them all out.
Oh, yeah.
John Jones, Anderson Silva.
Fedor Brock is at the top of my list, though. Because that's such a who the fuck knows what would happen. No one knows.
Brock would have won.
I think he would have, but it's hard to say.
Brock, without the diverticulitis.
I know, but.
100% healthy. He was a fuck. Because, well, that's the problem. Because a prime Fedor, though.
God, that guy was crazy sick, man.
He wasn't. The time they would have fought, though, Fedor wasn't prime. Fedor was slipping.
Right.
So if you're saying a prime Fedor, though,
versus
prime
Brock,
fuck.
I say Fedor wins 9 times out of 10.
Probably, but that one time,
never know.
It's a lot of beef. It's a lot of beef.
Yeah.
All right, 2 more. Justin, Dr. Brown Carter, what are the most interesting fights to you that never happened? His were Hendo versus Liddell, Overeem versus Fedor. I think what we were just talking about, Lesnar versus Fedor.
Top of my list.
Yeah.
This, hands down.
Ryan Mew, Thiago Silva, will he be the giver or taker when he gets to prison in the anal department?
I don't know. I don't think anyone would fuck with that guy.
No. I think people know you need to stay away from that guy. Yeah. You got problems.
Yep.
All right, best question, Ingo.
I mean, for me, it was that hypothetical.
The if you could plan an MMA mega card, you that one?
For sure.
All right, Chris Vision Marshall, you are the MMA Nuts t-shirt winner.
Congratulations.
So email us at fans@MMANuts.com or you can just send us a direct message on Facebook. Name, address, t-shirt size. We have medium, large, or extra large.
And let us know if you live with your parents, because then we definitely won't send you a bag of dicks.
No, we will send you a bag of dicks. We'll send you 30 pounds.
This one's for you, and the other one's for your
dad.
Right.
Don't talk about his mom.
I'm just kidding. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying. You're the one who said mom, not me.
I highlight that one.
Nothing to do.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay.
Mental knowledge. Is knowledge being brought to you by anybody? Might as well be. Okay. This whole show is
brought to you,
you guys
by
are fucking
Lumosity.
To keep your brain smart.
We're working on
brain
that.
Exercise. Actually, by LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.com. Don't go there.
We're not sponsored by Red Bridge and Anheuser-Busch Company.
We need to get a. Sorry, guys, for all the ads. We're selling out.
I've totally.
We have mortgages. Out. Bills to pay. Bills to pay.
Fuck yeah.
Taxes are ridiculous in this state.
Oh.
All right, you got any knowledge?
Yeah, so this weekend I was helping out the Girl Scouts, like delivering, or not delivering cookies, but loading up, like they have these big semi-trucks of cookies.
And yep.
You got a station. I was working the trefoils, and like people were working Thin Mints, and the cars come by for like, Girl Scout troops picking up all the cookies. Like, okay, this one's got 22 boxes of truck oils. You load them all up. And when I first got there, I was working with two guys and introduced myself. The first guy tells me his name's Jeremy. Oh, okay. I'm working with Jeremy. I introduced myself to the second guy. His name is Ron. 50 minutes later, I realized, fucking A, I'm working with Ron Jeremy. I'm just giggling for like 5 minutes straight. Like, no one's. What are the fucking odds that I'm working with goddamn Ron Jeremy?
I don't think they got that joke, probably, eh?
No, not too much. I was the only one that would have got it. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That was my story.
Your wife had the zinger of the night last night when she said that she was worried about you giving out boxes because she didn't think, because they're different colors. And then I'm like, yes, but he can read.
Like, no, I can't. I never learned to read.
No, because they're all different colors, but... What's trefoils?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a trefoil?
It was a blue-colored box.
Okay. How do you know it's blue?
Trefoil.
Blue to you.
I got a problem with blue-gray and a problem with green-yellow, like stoplights. Okay. A little hard to tell sometimes. Is that yellow or green?
Okay.
So you got to look by position.
That's how I look at everything. Position.
Yes.
The force of mission.
That's right. Thank you.
I don't have any knowledge.
Is it?
Just, you know. Stay black.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You just stay black.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.